8:15. You're on 2SER Breakfast. Tess Connery here with you this morning, getting you through the morning. In the meantime, though, Michael Jones is in to run us through the latest cinematic masterpiece that he has seen for the week with the movie reviews. How's it going, Michael?
Pretty good. I quite like this one.
Also, it is a cinematic masterpiece.
Well, I think that would be a bit of a stretch, but it's a very enjoyable film. This one is called American Animals.
Oh, I haven't heard of this one.
You haven't? Well, it was quite popular at the Sydney Film Festival back in June, and now it's getting a commercial release.
Getting the love it deserves.
Yes. Well, American Animals, it stars Evan Peters, Blake Jenner, Barry Keoghan, and Jared Abrahamson. But it also stars the real Warren Lipka, the real Chaz Allen, the real Spencer Reinhardt, and the real Eric Borsuk.
Not the fake ones.
Not the fake ones. This film is written and directed by Barton Layton. American Animals could best be described as a docudrama, but with much higher production values and certainly better acting than you would see in a TV true crime recreation show.
What are you implying? That's a great genre.
It's an entertaining genre, but often the acting leaves a little bit to be desired, and some of the production values are a bit low. Anyway, look, through interviews with the real perpetrators and recreated scenes with actors, American Animals tells the story of four privileged white male college students who attempt an audacious heist of some rare books from their university library. Apparently, a fence will give them $10 million if they can get away with it, so they obviously need to come up with the perfect plan. Now, do these likely lads pull it off and make their $10 million? You'll just have to watch this pretty cleverly told and highly entertaining little morality tale to find out. Barry Keoghan, he portrays Spencer. So this is not the real Spencer. This is
okay.
The actor.
This is the fake Spencer.
Fake Spencer, yeah. Fake Spencer is an awkward kid struggling to fit in socially at college until he encounters old friend Fake Warren, played by Peters, who's a stoner slacker with a vivid imagination who's probably seen Ocean's 11 one too many times. And
so his first character from American Horror Story, really.
Quite possibly, yeah. Now, Warren is also, this is Fake Warren, is also possibly a sociopath and a compulsive liar, but Spencer is really lonely, so he lets himself get talked into the scheme and heist whilst Warren goes about recruiting Fake Eric and Fake Chaz. Or actor Eric and actor
no,
Chaz.
No, they're fake now.
This can get a little confusing. No, not really. At times during this film, you wonder how any of these guys could have even made it into college. They do so many stupid things. But I guess the moral of the story is that there is really no such thing as the perfect crime, and usually whatever can go wrong will. And obviously these guys possibly didn't make enough plans for that. Without the interviews with the real Chaz, the real Warren, and the real Eric and the real other guy, whose name I can't... Yeah, look, him. American Animals would be a fairly conventional crime story of greed combined with inexperience, naivety, and just plain stupidity gone terribly wrong, though entertaining as it might be. But the interviews definitely add a weight and depth to the story and should leave the viewer with probably more questions at the end of the film, which is what I really liked. I was asking myself, were all the real guys, were they actually telling as much of the truth? Were they telling the whole truth about their parts in the scheme and what they knew? I think a straight documentary, perhaps, to accompany the film would make some fascinating viewing. It's clear that writer-director Bart Layton has come to his own conclusions, and American Animals is the snarling result.
Very nice.
Entertaining stuff. It's nice to see an interesting film.
Thanks, Michael.
Pleasure.